Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Welcome to the Club 100 Parenting Milestones You Never Saw. Coming by Raquel DePeace is a humor-driven parenting book published by Chronicle Books and centered on the messy, unexpected moments that rarely appear in conventional baby milestone albums. Rather than celebrating polished achievements like first steps or sleeping through the night, it focuses on the less flattering realities of early parenthood, including accidents, embarrassing language, and small domestic disasters that feel strangely universal once they happen. The book pairs short comic observations with distinctive paper-cut illustrations, giving it the feel of a satirical gift book as well as a readable collection of shared parental experiences. Its purpose is not to instruct parents in technique or child development, but to validate the emotional chaos of raising children by making room for laughter, recognition, and relief. In that sense, it sits between humor writing and parenting commentary, using exaggeration and honesty to challenge the idea that good parenting is measured only by tidy, celebratory milestones. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book resonates beyond first-time parents. Although the book is clearly aimed at new parents, its appeal extends to a wider audience because it captures a universal pattern. People often remember rites of passage through their most awkward moments. The parenting context gives the book specificity, but the underlying structure is broadly recognizable. A milestone becomes meaningful not because it is elegant, but because it is emotionally charged and slightly out of control. That is why the book can resonate with readers who are already parents, those preparing for parenthood, and even people without children who understand the gap between expectation and reality. The book's observational humor works across these groups because it is based on social recognition rather than specialized knowledge. At the same time, the parenting focus keeps the material concrete and relatable. The result is a book that feels intimate without being narrow. It documents one stage of life, but it does so in a way that highlights a larger truth about memory, embarrassment, and how families narrate themselves after the fact. Secondly, why the book still feels useful despite not being instructional. The book does not offer parenting advice in the usual sense, but it still provides a kind of usefulness that many instructional books cannot. Its value lies in perspective rather than technique. By showing how common it is for early parenting to involve confusion, accidents, and moments of humiliation, it helps readers reinterpret their experiences without turning them into emergencies of identity. That is a real benefit for new parents, who are often overwhelmed by a flood of advice and benchmarks. The book offers relief from that pressure by suggesting that not everything needs to be optimized or solved immediately. It also teaches a quieter lesson about resilience if the absurd and the alarming are part of the package. Then humor can be a survival tool. This practical effect should not be mistaken for formal guidance, but it is still meaningful. In a genre crowded with checklists and how-to manuals, the book's usefulness comes from emotional calibration. It helps readers see parenting as survivable, imperfect, and sometimes absurd in exactly the ways that make it human. Thirdly, its category value lies in emotional validation, not advice. The book is best understood within the parenting humor category, where its main contribution is validation. Unlike advice books, which promise improvement through method, this book promises recognition through humor. That is a meaningful distinction, because many parents do not need another list of rules when they are already overwhelmed by information. What they often need is evidence that their experience is not uniquely chaotic. This book provides that by collecting the unglamorous moments that are usually left out of public conversation. Its value lies in making the reader feel seen without demanding self-correction. That makes it especially effective as a gift, since gift books often serve social and emotional functions beyond reading. They signal understanding, solidarity, and a willingness to laugh at the realities of family life. In that respect, the book stands out because it is modest about its aims yet precise in its effect. It does not pretend to transform parenting. It simply makes the difficult and ridiculous parts easier to acknowledge. Fourthly, its limitations come from its narrow but deliberate scope. The book is strongest when understood for what it is and is not. It is not a comprehensive parenting guide, and it does not attempt to address developmental science, discipline, or health advice. For readers looking for instruction, that may feel limiting. But the narrow scope is deliberate and part of the book's identity. By focusing on comic milestones, it remains coherent and avoids the common problem of humor books diluting their premise with generic commentary. The limitation is therefore also a strength. The book stays disciplined within its chosen format. It does one thing consistently, and that thing is useful for a particular moment in a parent's life. Readers should approach it expecting emotional insight and comic relief rather than practical strategy. Viewed that way, the book's scope is appropriately sized. It offers a concentrated experience of recognition that complements other parenting resources, instead of trying to replace them. In a market full of books that promise too much, this restraint makes the book more credible and more effective. Lastly, its enduring value is in recognition, not novelty alone. The initial appeal of the book may be its novelty, a milestone book devoted to parenting mishaps instead of achievements. But its lasting value comes from recognition. Readers return to it because it captures feelings and situations that remain familiar across different stages of parenting. The specific examples may be playful, but the emotional logic behind them is durable. Panic, embarrassment, relief, and shared laughter do not go out of date. That makes the book more sustainable than a trend-driven humor title. Its relevance is tied to recurring aspects of family life, not to a temporary fad. This is why it remains meaningful as a gift and as a reread. The novelty gets attention, but the recognition keeps it alive. In that sense, the book's best quality is its ability to make parents feel less alone in moments that are usually hidden. It offers an enduring reminder that the most human parts of child-rearing are often the least polished ones, and that there is value in naming them plainly and with humor. In conclusion, Welcome to the Club is best suited to new parents, expecting parents, and anyone who wants a more realistic and less polished view of early child-rearing. It is also a strong choice for readers who enjoy humor books, illustrated gift books, or parenting material that values honesty over instructions. The book does not try to replace practical guides, and that is part of its appeal. Its benefit is emotional and interpretive. It helps readers recognize that panic, embarrassment, and improvisation are normal parts of family life. That recognition can reduce isolation and make difficult moments easier to absorb. Compared with other books in the parenting category, it stands out because it transforms the traditional milestone format into a comic record of the experiences people actually remember. The paper-cut illustrations, short entries, and warm but unsentimental tone give it a distinctive identity. It is funny without being dismissive, and comforting without becoming overly sentimental. For readers who want a book that reflects the messier truth of parenting, this one offers a clear and memorable alternative. If you would like to support Raquel D.D.039, a Pisces, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.